rock had reached rock bottom. As if the deterioration in musical quality wasn't enough, the Payola scandals added insult to injury. Rock and roll had been dealt a near knockout punch, and record sales nosedived by nearly 25%. The time was ripe for something new. America turned her back on rock, gave the high sign for folk music to come in and come of age.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. Was the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing.
All of us like him. Of course, you know, Dylan's very good. I think he's, you know, got a great voice and he writes good songs. As for writing songs like that, you know, we get influenced. We do write some songs a bit like it, but the thing is, by the time we recorded them, they don't sound anything like a folk record, because a folk record normally has either just got a guitar on it or, you know, sort of Dylan's records are mainly just sort of guitar, you know what I mean? So by the time we get more guitars, drums and what have you on it, it doesn't sound anything like a folk group.
And when Dylan was writing songs of social consciousness, other parts of America were rocking to the beat of surf music and hot rod songs.
Told her old man now, and with the radio blasting goes cruising just as fast as she can now, and she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away,
fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird
well,
away.
Well, girls can't stand her cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace now.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Waiting their chance to see the president as he made his way towards the trade park. It appears as though something has happened in the motorcade route. Something, I repeat, has happened in the motorcade route. There's numerous people running up the hill alongside Elm Street, there by the Simmons Freeway. Several police officers are rushing up the hill at this time. Stand by just a moment, please. Parkland Hospital, there has been a shooting. Parkland Hospital has been advised to stand by for a severe gunshot wound. I repeat, a shooting in the motorcade in the downtown area. The president's car is now going past me. The limousine is now traveling at a very high rate of speed. It appears as though someone in the limousine might have been hit by the gunfire. Put me on, Phil. Put me on. Phil, am I on? We're here at the trademark. The motorcade is coming by here. I can see many, many motorcycles coming by now. Police motorcycles. Just had a call on the radio for all units along Industrial to pick up the motorcade. Something has happened here. We understand there has been a shooting. The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car. We understand Governor and Mrs. Kennedy.
Did you call the president? No, I've not been charged with that. In fact, nobody has said that to me yet. The first thing I heard about it was when the newspaper reporters in the hall asked me that question.
President Kennedy has been assassinated. It's official now. The president is dead.
Joe waved, and I waved, and the man... As he was waving back, the shot rang out and he slumped down in the seat. And his wife reached up toward him, and as he was slumping down, and the second shot went off and it just knocked him down from the seat.
The two shots.
Went.
Did you see the man who did the?
No, sir, I did not see the man who did it. I
President Kennedy has been assassinated. It's official now. The president is dead.
Dick Biondi, one of the most beloved and best known disc jockeys of all time. Put it this way.
I think most important about the Beatles in any sense and their real contribution was that back in 1963, right after President John Kennedy was assassinated, the entire nation here in the United States went into what we call a valley of complete depression. Somehow or other, the young people could not believe that the man that they had all the faith and hope in was gone. And for November, what was left of it, and December, and part of January of 1964, no matter what we tried, whether we went to Nashville or New York or Los Angeles, wherever the record-producing capitals of the United States were, we couldn't come up with anything in the way of music to give our audience something to get them out of this blues feeling that we were in, this personal hurt. We finally did find the cure in January of 64 when the Beatles invaded. And I think if for no other reason at all, they have a unique and lasting part in our history because of what they did to bring us out of that terribly sad time in our history.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
The four who were on the verge of revitalizing rock and roll. The four, John, Paul, George, and Ringo. From childhood through school, through life, and finally soon to be on stage. Soon to upstage every other group in existence.